It's 8:30. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Byers, and Setzer. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented?
Make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 with Lytle absent. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 with Lytle walking in. Well, he's sitting down. I shouldn't say walking in. He's here. So
present.
Here. Present, yes. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 1 and 2.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion.
Just a little explanation on those. Like that Weimer fertilizer, it used to be that trailers on wheels were personal property. New law states now they have to be licensed. So we thought that new law went into effect in 2012, which it went into effect in 2011. So we're not double taxing them. We're removing them from the personal property, and they are being taxed on as motor vehicles. So that's just kind of an explanation so that, you know, I don't think he wants to pay twice. So.
Okay. Any more discussion? Terry.
I guess I've seen those trailers like that been licensed for quite a few years now.
Not the anhydrous.
Not his, maybe, but, I mean, the co-op's, it has been. I know that. Or is that just something new? Are they been doing it then? Because I've, you know, they've had a license on them for quite a few years.
The ones with the wheels with the anhydrous tanks on them?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
According to what Lori said, that the new law came into effect in 2011, and we've always carried them on personal, so...
There was an issue about that right after first of last year, and because we were having some that were licensing the. There was just like a couple that weren't, so through the sheriff's office, brought the matter to their attention, and they came into compliance.
Mm-hmm.
Myron, that answer yours?
Yeah, that answers my question, because I know some of the co-ops, some of the tanks we've been pulling, they've been having license for 3, 4, 5 years already.
Yeah.
And everything, so.
Okay. Yeah, basically that's how they are supposed to be now. So just, but, you know, and personal property is self-reporting. So one thing that even I may ask this year is for federal depreciation schedules, because what's happening is you're listing items that say equipment, and they don't specifically identify what that equipment is. And in the past, we've kind of, you know, allowed that to happen. And you never know if you're double taxing something when they just do a broad-based equipment. So many thousand is what I paid for it. So, you know, and it is a self-reporting tax. And I think it's definitely some things that could use some work in the legislature as far as making sure. We used to get what they called 13 AGs, which were if a farmer or a commercial person went in and bought a piece of equipment, that company would send us the list of who bought that equipment and what it was so that we need to put it on the tax rolls for the following years. They aren't doing that anymore. So there's just some things that I think could be cleaned up on personal property that we may talk about at assessors meetings down the road. So
I think that would be good. Maybe even a mailing or some PSAs, you know, so the people that are in that situation understand what they're supposed to be doing.
They'd just be on the 13 AG, which was frustrating to us. So, because that gave us an idea of who bought, you know, a new piece of equipment. They'd send us the name, and then we knew to put it on personal property. One thing this year, I am going to ask more for the federal depreciation schedule, and then we can identify some of those pieces.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else for the good of vote? 7-0. Patty, what else?
Well, basically, Matt, I don't know if you want to talk about...
In the budget, there's we were looking to update the vehicle that Dan drives around from the assessor's office. It's a... What year is that, Durango?
I don't know. It's old. And it has like 175,000 miles on it, and there must be different tires on it that aren't the same. I mean, he said when he drives up the road, it's real loud, and it's, you know, I think there's a safety issue with it from what, you know, Mark has looked at and Dan and everything, so.
So there's a on federal surplus property up in Lincoln, Mark Mines has been looking at a 2002 Chevy S10 for $6,900. It's a two-wheel drive, 2.2 liter. I'm thinking that's a four-cylinder. It's got 5,200 miles on it.
5,200?
52,000, okay. Sorry. It's just a white S10. So I called the finance committee yesterday to see if anyone had an issue with that at all, and because we'd had it in Patty's budget, it's under what we had projected to spend. I did call Rick, the county attorney's office, and just to clarify the bidding process, I'd talked to Kathy about that. Anything $0 to $5,000, you don't have to bid that. $5,000 to $20,000, three informal bids. Greater than $20,000, call for sealed bids. And if it's a government surplus, apparently, then that doesn't count. You don't need to do that. So Mark was going to go up there today, and I asked him to follow up with Rick, and if there was any hitches there, to call me back, and I never got any call back. So
he came in, last night, yeah.
So just to make that aware that, and I guess the only request I would have is that we have, just like we have done with the highway department, maybe some type of signage or decal on the door that designates that that's a
county vehicle. Yeah. County.
I think we just need to. Did they put a permanent sign on? Because we've had those magnetic ones.
They put a permanent on.
Yeah. I think that's the route I want to go because those magnetic ones we've lost driving down the road. So
maybe an orange flasher so everyone knows he's coming too.
There may not be a good thing to put that on the side.
And the other suggestion I'd have, Patty, is then when you do get this vehicle, if the other one we're not going to use anymore, put it up for bids or whatever. So.
Yeah. So that's kind of where I think we've been putting too much money in some of these that have got too many miles on it, and I just don't think it's a...
But it is really good for when we go to sell it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Top drawer quality, yeah.
Okay, anything else? Danny?
Are you making that a motion that we buy that? Are you waiting for a couple weeks or what?
No, that's already in the budget.
Go ahead and do it.
I just wanted to talk. Matt had talked to me earlier on, and we put some money in the budget because we did have some vehicles that we just felt were. I know before I've put some money in some transmissions and stuff, and they just don't last very long when they've got that many miles. And I'm no car person, so or truck person.
When Matt's saying it's in her budget, it's coming from her. So I mean, we're not approving her decision from her office.
It's her decision. It's not so much.
We approved that. We had that discussion during the budget process. So. It's just I appreciate bringing anytime we make those types of purchases just to have that communication, so it helps.
And another big thing, and probably this won't need to be until you know the budget year ends, but they told us the other day that our server, we need a new server. Basically, we are putting more and more information on our computer systems, more pictures, and the more we put in, and of course, you know, with the computers too.
And it's a cost of doing business. I agree. You need it. If people expect it, if people want it, and they research it. Can you track your hits?
Yeah, the GIS has. They can let us
know. It's probably amazing, isn't
it? But the more that we put on, because like now we have to go back out. We have to touch every property every 6 years, so we're dumping more photos on. We're doing, you know, one parcel has sketches, photos, listings of buildings, listing of ag acres, a lot of information just goes into one parcel. And, of course, you know, with the computers, you're on Windows whatever. Now it's Windows 7. I think there's another version now. And so he did indicate a server runs in the neighborhood of $10,000. So, and I think it's been probably 4 to 5 years that we've had this one.
So are you talking next budget year?
I think, yeah. I just wanted to throw that out there, though, because it's something that we're going to have to update. I did get myself a new computer. I think if we can replace a little bit at a time on computers, you know, we're trying to do that, too. So, but the server will be the big item. But I think we'll be able to handle that until the...
Terry?
Now, change subject. Back to the car. Is that a car that's stationed here at the courthouse then?
Yes.
That stays here?
Yes.
And then the whole office can use it when they have to go out and look something, do whatever?
Basically, Dan's in it almost 24-7 because he's out taking pictures and doing everything. So, I mean, yeah, we can use it. I mean, before we've always used the van or drove ourselves if we had a meeting, but, yeah.
Any other questions? What else do you have, Patty?
Not too much. We're sending out the church exemptions. We got those all back, so those will be coming to you guys in February. And we have to hear those by June, so we'll research some of those. Homestead exemptions will be going out in February for the elderly. Personal property will start going out now again, so we'd just start in the new year of everything starting over again. Studying values of, you know, ag land and everything, so it's a new year, so hopefully things will go good.
Okay. Any other questions for equalization? Any other questions for equalization? Gage County Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:41.